This weekend, the city of Memphis is celebrating the opening of the Stax Museum of American Soul Music. The original Stax Studio was known as Soulsville, USA. It was the place where Otis Redding, Rufus and Carla Thomas, Sam and Dave, and many others recorded hundreds of hits. Many of those were written by Isaac Hayes and David Porter. NPR's Kathleen Schalk has this profile of the hit-making duo.
David Porter was a fixture at Stax long before he got hired there. He and his friends hung out in the record store in front of the studio, listening to the latest hits and hoping for a chance to make one.
I auditioned while I was just getting ready to graduate from high school, and I recorded a song called Old Gray Mare, which we tried to record several things, none of which worked.
But Stax co-owners Estelle Axton and Jim Stewart recognized his talent at writing songs and eventually hired him. Isaac Hayes auditioned at Stax with various bands, Sir Isaac and the Doodads, the Teen Tones, and the Swinging Cats, and kept getting turned down. But he got a break when Booker T. Jones, then the Stax House keyboard player, went off to college.
Jim Stewart, the owner of Stax, he said, "Young man, you know, you sound pretty good." Well, Booker T. and MGs, he's off in school, Indiana U. He said, "I need somebody to replace him. Would you like a job as a staff musician?" "Yes." Well, that's how I got into Stax.
Hayes says David Porter approached him with the idea of writing songs together.
He said, "I write lyrics and you know the music thing, so let's, you know, backtracking David did it and Holland Dozier, let's do a Hayes and Porter thing."
Hayes says they wrote quite a few flops before they found their niche. To learn how to write hits, Porter studied the songs coming from Motown and its songwriting team of Eddie and Brian Holland and Lamont Dozier.
We respected the success of what Holland and those guys at Motown were doing with those ideas, because their ideas were so light and frothy and so loose that the only thing those songs were about was making you feel good and happy. And you felt good and happy and you went out to the record stores and you bought them.
Some Hayes and Porter songs, like this one recorded by Carla Thomas, emulated the Motown formula.
Baby, oh baby, I love to call you baby. Baby, oh baby, I love for you to call me baby.
But as Isaac Hayes points out, Stax was not Motown.
Motown was a northern industrial place. And they lean more toward the pop side of the music. But Stax was R&B, totally raw. I mean, some of the guys would come out of the cotton field and come into Stax. It was just that raw.
You know what, Otis?
What?
You're country.
That's all right.
You're straight from the Georgia woods.
That's good.
You know what? You wear overalls, a big old broke iron shoes, and you need a haircut, tramp.
That raw sound appealed to Atlantic Records producer Jerry Wexler, and in 1965, he told Stax's Jim Stewart he was sending down a couple of singers he'd signed, Sam Moore and Dave Prater.
Jim told us, "There's a couple of guys coming down from New York, all the songwriters, put out your best wares, and they'll choose who they want to work with." So they chose me and David, and we started writing for them. One tune was called "I Take What I Want." The next one was "You Don't Know Like I Know."
That was from "You Don't Know Like I Know What the Lord Has Done For Me."
David Porter says he and Isaac Hayes drew heavily on the gospel music they grew up hearing.
And that part of the South came through the creative process. That part of the sanctified vibe of the church was ever present. And you try to capture that kind of energy, that spiritual thing in the church that gets you happy.
The inspiration for other songs was more earthy. In early 1966, Isaac Hayes and David Porter were in the Stax studio trying to come up with another hit.
The restroom door was inside of our studio. I went into the restroom. He hollered into me, "Hey, man, come on, let's get through," because we were trying to come up with an idea for Sam and Dave. And I said, "Hey, man, hold on, I'm coming."
The song was about a rescue, so they decided they needed heroic horns. Porter says Hayes remembered a riff he'd come up with a few weeks earlier.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He put down about 12 bars of that 2 or 3 weeks beforehand. just the horn part.
The idea for the beat came from a Lee Dorsey record Porter heard once in the Stax record store.
Get out my life, woman. You don't love me no more.
He asked drummer Al Jackson to take that beat and speed it up. It all came together in the studio.
Nobody wrote notes down. We all did what you call head arranging.
In other words, Hayes says, they worked it out in their heads. They would teach the melody and lyrics to Sam and Dave, and then go into the studio and walk the musicians through the tune.
Hum the bass line, hum the horn parts, hum the guitar parts, tell Al Jackson, do this beat right here. Do, do, do. We learn how to do that all the time.
You play until you get that groove and you know you got it. It's something you feel. You get caught up in it. And when the singer is delivering good, and those gospel roots start coming in, and the blues roots start coming in, and you start mingling, you really know you got a hit.
Isaac Hayes and David Porter seem to have plucked hits out of the air, scribbling lyrics on paper bags after shooting craps or playing a round of miniature golf, coaching musicians on the fly. So there aren't reams of sheet music on display at the new Stax Museum of American Soul Music. Instead, there's an exact replica of the studio where the magic went down, a wall of 45s, and Isaac Hayes's gold-trimmed Cadillac. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Memphis, Tennessee.
And this is Weekend Edition, directed by Julia Holmes Bailey and produced by Charlie Mayer, Ed McNulty, Sarah It's My Birthday Byer Kelly, Bridget McCarthy, Darcy Bacon, Kim Kokich, Evie Stone, Diana Douglas, and Robin Lynn. Our technical director is Carlos Gomez, so ably assisted by Ted Meebane, Stu Rushfield, and Andrea Jackson-Kawertz. Our reference librarians are Key Molesky, Holly Witt, and Jennifer Klimas. Gwendolyn Tompkins is our senior editor, and the senior producer of Weekend Edition Saturday is Peter Breslow. You can read about his adventures on assignment in Baghdad at npr.org. I'm Linda Wertheimer.